Om Shanti. 7th September 2019, Saturday. The essence from today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, the Father comes every cycle to give you His introduction. You also have to give the Father's accurate introduction to everyone. Sweet children, the Father comes every cycle to give you His introduction. You also have to give the Father's accurate introduction to everyone. God has always been a mystery throughout the cycle, or rather half the cycle. And the thirst to reach God has been the aim of all the religions of the world. And religion is something which is very, very central to human life. The greatest historian, or the most famous historian, Arnold Toynbee. He wrote about 12 volumes on the history of human. He's the greatest historian. His book is about 12 volumes books. And in that he mentioned that religion is the very central thing to humankind. And the aim of the religion is to reach God. Baba is saying, give Father's introduction to everyone. Because only you can give accurate introduction of Father. Is it that we are the only one in the world who knows who is God? The concept of God is so diverse that most confusing in the world is this personality called God. Because every religion has given a new concept. Though underlying theme remains same in most of the religions, but if you analyze the history of religions, the concept of God is so different. So before we come to God, let's try to understand world religions. Religions of the world are divided in two parts: Semitic and non-Semitic. Semitic means they arise from, they are the descendants of Shem, and rather they are the Abrahamic religions. They are three: Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. So these are known as Semitic religions. Non-Semitic religions are divided in again two: Aryan and non-Aryan. Aryan religion are again divided into two: Vedic and non-Vedic. Vedic is Hinduism. Non-Vedic is Buddhism, Jainism, Sikhism. They are Vedic, they are Aryan religion, they are arising from Aryan, but they don't believe in Vedas. That's why they are known as non-Vedic, but they are Aryan. And Hinduism means those who believe in Vedas. Hinduism is a Vedic, Aryan, non-Semitic religion. Buddhism is a non-Vedic, Aryan, and non-Semitic religion. And what about non-Aryans? Confucius, Taoism, Shintoism. Shintoism is in Japan, these two are in China. So this is the overall, ultimate picture of religion of the world. So now the concept of God in each one of them. Let's begin with Christianity. Christianity is a Semitic religion, Abrahamic religion. Here, the concept of God is, there is a Trinity here. It's a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So Jesus Christ says, my Father is greater than me. I am the Son of God. So there are definitely two. One is God, another is Son. How is God? What is the form of God? That is not given anywhere. The concept of God, where does it stay? My Father that art in heaven. Where is the heaven? The kingdom of heaven is within you. So there's a question of heaven and hell. But when is that? Where is that heaven and where is that hell? That is not mentioned. So definitely, in this Semitic religion, there is God and there are believers in God, and there are again two groups, theism and atheist and theist. Theist means those who believe in God, atheist means who do not believe in God, Aastik and Nastik. So there are two here. If you enter Islam, Islam mentions about, these are all prophetic religions. There is a messenger of God here, because God doesn't come himself. He sends his divine messengers. They are known as prophets. So in all three religions, there are prophets. Here it is Jesus Christ. Here it is Muhammad. Here it is Moses. So even Islam mentions that Muhammad is the last messenger of God and Quran is the final scriptures. And Muslim is somebody who surrenders his will unto Allah. And they believe that Allah is the only best word to be used for God. Because there are a lot of problems with the word God. If you make it gods, they become many. If you make it goddess, that becomes female god. But Allah you cannot tamper with. Allah means Allah. There is no male Allah and female Allah. Allah is Allah all the time. So they have used the word Allah. They don't want to use any other word. Because every other word has got problem. Because if you make this god small, it becomes demigods. Deities. So there is no conscious concept of deities here. So Islam is very strict in this. And those who are non-believer in Islam, they are kafirs. And there are lot of punishment is given for them. But yet again, how can we say that somebody is God as per Islam? If you want to become God, you have to fulfill four criteria. Then you will be called God or Allah. What are those criteria? That comes in Quran. There are about 114 chapters. Each chapter is known as Surah. Surah number 112. Surah Ikhlas. Chapter 112 mentions that if you want to become God, it doesn't make like that, but you should have four criteria for God. First, He is one and only one Allah. He cannot be two. That is the first. Second, He is eternal. Third, He cannot beget nor He can be begotten. He doesn't give rise to any children nor He is a child of anyone. And fourth, He is incomparable. So these are the four criteria, touchstone. If you have this, you will be called God, otherwise you are not God. So Surah 112, verse number 1, verse number 2, verse number 3, verse number 4 of chapter 12. 112 mentions this about Allah. And this is the only smallest chapter in the entire Quran. Initial chapters are very big, but the later chapters are very small, just one or two lines. So Islam mentions about one God, as in Surah 112, and there are four lines, four verses. Each verse is known as ayat. So four ayat in chapter 112 mentions about God. So God is one. He cannot be two. Then coming to third is Jewish. Jewish religion is by Moses. And Moses again had seen God as flame behind the bushes as light. And we mentions in Jewish God is known as Jehovah. Here it is known as Yehovah. Here is known as Allah. So Yehovah, Allah, or Jehovah, Allah, or Yehovah, whatever you call, that is one only. So this is religions of the world divided into Semitic religions are these three. So they believe in God, and according to all the three religions, God is one. He cannot be many. He doesn't come on his own, but he sent his, sometimes here it is son, here it is messengers or prophets. Islam believes in about 24,000 prophets. No Muslim is Muslim if he doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. According to Islam, Jesus Christ is one of the mightiest prophets, messengers of God. But Jesus Christ follower don't believe in Islam, because Muhammad came about 500 years after him. So that is the first Semitic religions. Now come to the non-Semitic religions. So religions divided into Semitic and non-Semitic. Coming to the non-Semitic, again divided into two parts, Aryan and non-Aryan. Aryans are those people, they believe that they came from outside. Some believe that they were here and they went out and they came back. Baba mentions that you are those Aryans. So Aryan religion are again divided into two, Vedic and non-Vedic. Vedic are Hinduism. Now the most confusing religion in the world is because there are two concepts here, pantheism and polytheism. Polytheism means multiple gods. Their stomach is not satisfied with one god. They have at least 333 million gods. Hinduism has got, that is known as polytheism. And there is another concept, pantheism. Pantheism means everything is God. This pen, this shawl, these trees, everything is He. Again, they are divided into two parts, Smritis and Smrutis. Smritis are those Puran, Veda, Puran and all those things. Smriti and Shruti. Shruti are Vedas and Smriti are Puranas. So again, a lot of confusion there. So this is here. So here, but yes, many of the scriptures mention that God is only one. There are no two gods, even in Hinduism. Though there are so many theories, and there is one more concept of avatarhood, where God takes avatar and comes himself. Here God doesn't come himself. He sends his messengers. Here, he cannot rely on messengers. He comes on his own. So that is Hinduism. And so there is an avatarhood concept there. And there is six systems, six philosophies, and four types of castes, and all multiple things are there. This is a huge Hinduism. But again, some of the scriptures mention that he is only one. Ekam Sat Vipra Bahuda Vadanti. He is only word, but Brahmins call him by different name. Natasya Pratima Asti. Yajurveda says he doesn't have any image. He is without form. So, non-Semitic, Aryan, Vedic, Hinduism. Now, non-Semitic, Aryan, non-Vedic. Non-Vedic are three: Buddhism, Sikhism, and Jainism. Now, these three religions, they do not believe in Vedas, but they are Aryans, and they are non-Semitic. So, Buddhism is silent on God. Buddha was asked multiple times, tell me what is God, who is God, where does he stay? He used to say, just do good and be good, you will know God one day. That's it. So, Buddhism is absolutely silent on God. What about Jainism? Buddha and Mahavira, they were contemporary, existing at the same time. Even Jainism doesn't speak much about God, but it does speak about soul. And the highest stage in Buddhism is Nirvana, and highest stage in Jainism is Kevalagyan. Kevalagyan is the stage of Mukti. And third is Sikhism. Yes, now Sikhism believes in 10 gurus. The first is Guru Nanak Dev, and the last is Guru Gobind Singh. So these 10 gurus, but again, it doesn't mention that God has any form. Here also God is Ekomkar Nirakar, as in Japuji Sahib, the Mool Mantra says that He is God, He is one, He is without fear, Karta Purush, He is the one who is doing everything. He doesn't have to fear anybody. So that mentions all those were attributes about God. So now, here also the concept of God, one is two are silent, one is mentioning about God, but he calling it, He is the Guru Waheguru. So you try to follow what he said. And Guru Nanak Dev was highly impressed and influenced by Kabir. That's why most of the things said by Kabir are already included in Guru Granth Sahib. So again, the concept of God here, He is one, He is without form, Ek Omkar, He is Nirakar, He is Nirvair, He doesn't have any enemies. He is the one who is the doer of everything. So all those Mool Mantra. So this is the non-Vedic. Now coming to the non-Semitic, non-Aryan religion. So these are here two. Confucius and Taoism. These are in China, and one is Shintoism. As we mentioned in the books, that they also have got group of people who maintain that God is Nirakar. So this is the ultimate classification of religions of the world. Now, conclusion. What is God? Conclusion of all the religions. Islam, Semitic, non-Semitic, and including everything. The conclusion is, He is one. The one without second. He cannot be two. There are no two. There is no thing like your God and my God. There is only one. Second, He is not all pervading. He is not a human being. He cannot be human. Because had He been human, then He becomes limited. So He is formless. He is incorporeal. He cannot have form. He cannot have any human-like form. He is incorporeal. That is mentioned. All the three Semitic religions mention that He is Nirakar. There is no picture. There is no photograph. There is no image. There is no statue. There is no idol. Nothing of God. You cannot picturize God according to the Semitic religions. So He is not human. Third, the concept of avatarhood. Now this is quite a recent concept, which was not. This concept has come for the first time only when this Bhagavad Gita had come. And if you see even the origin of Gita, there is no mention of Bhagavad Gita anywhere before 8th century. The only person, the only God which was worshipped during the time of Chanakya and during the time of Chandragupta was Shiva. The worship of Shri Krishna started somewhere around 6th or 7th century. The temples of Krishna and Radha, they started coming up even later. And there is no mention of Radha anywhere in Bhagavat. So there are a lot of tampering of religion. So this is known as interpolation. Interpolation means people started adding their own thoughts, concepts into it. So, the concept of avatarhood is not acceptable to all religions. Islam doesn't accept avatarhood. Judaism doesn't accept avatarhood. Christianity doesn't accept avatarhood. Even though Jesus sometimes has said that my Father and I are one, but He doesn't say that He is the incarnation of God. He is the Son of God, and my Father is greater than me. I do everything as my Father tells me. I am as my Father tells me to do. So, the concept of He is one, He doesn't have human form, the avatarhood is not acceptable to all, as it's mentioned whenever the adharma gets upper hand. Dharma glani, then I incarnate, yada yada. That concept is not there, that's only in Hinduism. And even in Aryan religion, Buddhism, Jainism, Sikhism is silent on that. They are gurus, they are not avatars. So again, so concept of God is this. Now where does He stay? Where does He stay? Where is the place of abode? Hinduism says, most difficult, He says He is everywhere. Not only everywhere, He is everything. there's a further confusion. As I said, polytheism and pantheism. These two concepts. So God is omnipresent. That's what they mentioned. But such omnipresence is not mentioned in many of the scriptures. That has come later on. It's not mentioned everywhere. So he cannot be omnipresent. Islam also doesn't say that God is omnipresent. Islam says God, everything is God's. He is not God. Everything is Allah's. Everything is not Allah. So there is utter confusion everywhere in the world. And when there is a such confusion in the world about God, and when there are so many religions, there are around 4,200 religions in the world. And each religion has got a different concept. And as I said, the classification is so complicated classification, though I tried to mention it in a simpler manner, Semitic and non-Semitic, but still, there are around these many religions in the world, and they all talk of their own philosophies. So now coming to today's essence, sweet children, the Father comes every cycle to give you his introduction. Who can tell us who is God? Because if you go to any one of these things, people, they will tell, come to us. We will teach you what is God. Every potter praises his own pot. If you go to Christianity, they will say that what we are telling is right. Go to every religion. And then there is another group of people who say that all religions are right. You try to follow everything. Harmony of religion, that also is something. So, there are different ways, means, approaches, and a lot of confusion, super confusion about God. And that's why God has become the most mysterious figure across the history. No. Father comes every cycle to give you his introduction. Only he himself can tell us who is he, what is he, what does he do, where does he live, when does he come, what is his job, what is his business, and how does he behave, what is his nature. So he himself should tell us that I am this, I am that. Then only, no inspirations, no divine touchings. Because had that been true, then there are every religious follower, every religious founder got some or other divine touchings from God. Muhammad was illiterate. He did not know even how to write. And whatever knowledge that was revealed through Quran, that was out of his mind or body. He did not have knowledge of all of that. So, he was not an intelligent person, illiterate person. So, that's why people believe that these are words of God. So, for that matter, every religion, when you go to Zoroaster, like Parsis, Zend, Avesta, is the religious scriptures, and God is Ahura Mazda. There are five or six attributes of Ahura Mazda. Ahura Mazda is God in Parsis. They worship fire. They mention that he is formless. So even there in that religion also, that mention, and is one of the oldest religion in the world. One of the oldest religion in the world. So when there is an utter confusion, as I said, God comes and he gives his own introduction. Hello, I am Shiva Baba. He gives his own introduction. He says, I do not live in this world, as you have heard. Somebody has given you wrong address and wrong introduction about me. Now I have come to clear all the confusion. He says, I do not stay. And all these Hindus have created a lot of super confusion in the world by creating 33 million gods. He says, I am only one. I am not many. I am only one. I do not take avatar. He says, I do not come as human. God doesn't become human, but he enters the body of one person. That's how he mentions. And his entry in the world is incognito. And he says, what is my form? I am not human being, but I am formless. And but that also doesn't mean that I am absolutely without form. But I have a very subtle form, a conscient point of light. And I am also a soul, just as you are soul, I am also a soul. So he gives and he starts giving his own introduction. I stay there, I do not stay here. I am like this, I am like that. And he is oceanic in virtues, as is mentioned in all the religions of the world. So he tells his attributes, he tells his form, he tells his name, he tells when he comes, he tells how he comes, and because of his absence in the world, what all confusion occurred, how religions came and how so many battle and so many strifes in the world. So Baba is saying, Father comes every cycle to give his introduction. You also have to give Father's accurate introduction to everyone. So know him and tell about him to everyone. So first thing is, we have to know him. And to know God doesn't mean just to know, to get some information about it, him. Knowing God means you have to remain that proximity or that intimacy with him. You have to live very close to him. Then only you know God. Simply reading about him, he is this, he is that, he is ocean of this and ocean of that, is not enough. Knowing God means you have to become as he is. You have to stay with him. You have to live with him. You have to experience that closeness, that proximity, that intimacy, that supreme, that intimate relationships with him. Then only you can claim that I know God, and he is like this, and he is there, and he does this for me, whatever. And all souls are intimately linked with God. If this is Paramdham and this is earth, here is God and here are the souls, and here are all the souls. There is one difference. Here is Sampark, connection. Here is Sambandh. You cannot have any relationships in Paramdham with God. Here is Sampark. Here is just the connection. And probably you are unaware that you are with him or near somewhere. But when you are here and he descends down on earth, then you know and you can form and forge a relationship with him. So here is the relationship and here is the connection. So knowing God, knowing his introduction, it's not just about reading about him. It's not just about listening about him, but studying. If you want to know God, what is the best method? If you want to know any person, what is the best method? Study what he has said. He is a continuous speaker. He is continuously speaking. From many years he spoke. 8 hours he spoke. And he kept on telling about, I am this, I am that, I do this, I do that. If you do this, I'll file a case against you. He tells many things like that. So if you want to know God, the first thing is study what he has said. That is the most authentic method. Not that what you said or what he said, what Jesus said or what Muhammad said, what Shankaracharya said about him. That's different. He himself is saying something. Now listen to him. Now sit down and listen what he says. And he gives his own introduction. So that's why study of Murlis is the only method to know him. Then forming relationships with him, then experiencing deeper stages of yoga, becoming bodiless, staying as far as possible, as much as possible with him in his divine company, in his supreme company, that will make you understand him, know him. Otherwise, there is no other method of knowing God. It is not mere conjecture or guess or imagination. He is something who is real. So feel him, know him, be in touch with him and study what he has said. Then you will know him, and when you know him, then only you can give his introduction to others. Om Shanti.